This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, something, just one soundbite on Daf Samach. The Gemara brings over here on Samach Hamabe is the Shita of the Rashbi, that a Gioris, less than 3 years old, is allowed to marry a Kohen. However, clear is that above 3 years old, you cannot marry, a Gioris cannot marry a Kohen, right? Everybody agrees a Gioris over 3 years old cannot marry a Kohen. Why not? Why can't a Gioris over 3 years old marry a Kohen? Rashi says that under 3 years old, she's kasher l'kohuna because she's not presumed to be a Zoina, which implies above 3 years old, she's presumed to be a Zoina. We could presume that a Goy lived with her if she converted above... If she converted above 3 years old, we could presume a guy lived with her and she has the halachic status of a zoina. In fact, Rashi also says on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, the second to last Rashi, that the Mishnah says that the Chachamim say a zoina is only a giyaris or mishachreras v'shenevla bilas nus. Rashi says bias akum v'eved pasla. So giyaris over 3 years old, we could presume that she became Puzzle, and she has the status of a Zoina. That's Shitas Rashi. Again, Rashi Shita is a Gioris is usher to a Kohen because she has the presumed status of a Zoina. Now, let's say we had a private detective and we knew for sure she wasn't Mazana. She had a bodyguard and we know we have Eidos. She was never Mazana. Could a Kohen live with her? The Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Perek Yirches Halacha Gimel, as well as Tosfos on Samach Aleph Amar Aleph, Devei Maschil, Ein Zoina Ela Giyaris Meshuchraras. This Tosfos is going on the Shita that argues on the Rashbi that even a girl under 3 years old is usher to a Kohen. And Tosfos says, why? Afilu nisgar b'chusim b'as gimel sham asra mitam zoina. She's asra because of a zoina. Now, what kind of zoina? But the bia is not a bia. By the way, the Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Halacha Simen Yurches, seems to say the same thing. The Rambam, Perek Yurches, Halacha Gimel, v'chin ha-giyores ha-mshachreres, Afilu nizgar v'neshtachra b'chusim b'as shalishonim. L'maisa, at the end of the day, a goy has the din of a zoina. Why? But if she converted less than 3 years old, or if we know she didn't have znus, why is she a zoina? So Tosfos says, she's not a zoina because she had relations. She's a zoina because her parents are goyim. And goyim are shtufim bezima, lefi shaba min oivde kachavim ashtufim bezima. In other words, Tosfos says a svara, and the Rambam seems to hold this way, that if somebody comes from goyim, they are not considered a zoina because we're worried they were mazana. They're considered a zoina because they originate from a source which is immersed in znus. It's not because we say they were mazana, it's because who they come from, who their parents are, what kind of society they come from. That stamps them the status of a zoina. And the other shita in the sugya, and I'll end with that, is the shita of the Rashba, because really, the reason that a gioris is usher to a kohen, the Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Ayin Ches, Darshan's it from a pasuk in Yecheskel. The Gemara in Kedushin says Tanya Rav Shimon Yechai Oimer Giyoyres Pchusim Yimash Shalisham Yamechad Ksher L'Kuhuna V'Rabbanon hold their pasuk L'Kuhuna V'Kulam Mikra Echad Darshu. They Darshan from a pasuk in Yecheskel. Almana ugrusha lo yikach lam lenashim. Almana ugrusha they cannot take for wives. Ki im besulois they can only take besulois. they could only take besulais mizera beis Yisrael. They could only take a besula from the seed of Klal Yisrael. Bottom line is, they darshan from this pasuk in Yechezkel that a geyores is who's not mizera beis Yisrael has the din of a zayna. Now, would this be an Isser Dairaisa? The Rajva seems to say that yes, it would be an Isser Dairaisa. Even though it's learnt out from a pasuk in Yechezkel, nevertheless, the pasuk in Yechezkel is sort of megaleh what the Torah would have to say about such a scenario. In other words, the Rajva himself says it's an Isser Dairaisa, and this is our, in other words, our tradition is a Gioires is an Asr Medairaisa to a Kayin, and the Pasuk in Yechezkel explains the reason, because the Kayin has to marry someone only Mizara Beis Yisrael. Others understand that it's only a dindarabanan, that's how the Ravid understands. So basically the bottom line is there are three possible ways of understanding why Gioris cannot marry a Kohen. Number one, Rashi, that is, we presume she was Mazana and she's a Zoyna. Toisvis, that because she comes from Goyim who are Shtufei Zima, so she has the status of a Zoyna. And the Rajma seems to say that it's Darshan from a Pasuk in Yechezkel, that a Kohen can only marry someone Mizara Beis Yisrael. Okay, Rabbi Sai, thanks everyone for joining. Bracha v'hatzlacha, and have a great evening, Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.